KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune into KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hey, this is Michael Collins, the drummer from Spirit Machines. I'm about to tell you the crazy story of how we got shared by Tool and are selling thousands of CDs globally as an independent Salt Lake City rock band. So Spirit Machines is a rock band with four members. Pepper Rose, who by day is a chemist, MIT graduate, and by night she's definitely one of the top must-see musical acts in the state. Then there's Dave Crespo, Boston transplant, and just the king of creating a scene. And he's really brought a lot of energy to Salt Lake City. And then me, Michael Collins, I'm the drummer. I've played music since I was 4. I started with the piano. I've played drums since I was 12. And I've also spent over 10 years traveling all around the world to learn marketing and business so I can promote my music, which is what you're going to hear about in today's episode. And then there's Sergio Martacarena, who is an amazing bartender, makes incredible cocktails, and is just extremely fun to hang out with, and everyone likes him. That's the members of Spirit Machines. We play classic rock brought into the modern age. So our inspirations are Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath. I also love emo music a lot, so you hear a lot of that. Most of our fans are people who actually saw bands like Led Zeppelin and the Beatles live in their prime. And so now that's who we're directly appealing to right now. Our music features a lot of heavy drums, guitar, and bass, but the vocals, they're heavy, they're significant, they have a lot of, the lyrics have a lot of meaning to them, but it's also, she has a nice voice, and we get a lot of people telling us how they don't expect our music to make sense, but it all sounds good together. So my story, I've played the piano since I was 4. I played the drums since I was 12, so I had a big musical background. And when I was 17, I was always like a shy, very shy kid. Like I didn't really know what was going on or like why I had the life I had. Like I was kind of just like, I was born going to school and you kind of just fit in where you fit in. I wasn't happy with it by any means, but like I didn't know there was an option to do anything different. Like I was just living my life. And then I went over to my cousin's house and I saw this VH1 Behind the Music featuring Guns N' Roses. I realized that these like old classic rock bands that I thought were just old people, I realized that at a certain time they were my age and crushing it and just looking so awesome because like I remember in the VH1 there was like this show where Guns N' Roses came on late and there was a riot. And so like that just really stuck to me, like people could play music to such a degree that there'd be a riot if they don't play. And for someone like me, like, where I was extremely good at music, but like I definitely wasn't creating that kind of effect in anyone. It was just very interesting to me. So that started a big journey where I started joining rock bands. And I joined one in high school, and we started playing, and we were good with music, but we couldn't get anyone to come to our show. Like, we just didn't know why. And I realized at that point that unless I knew how to promote us and market us, that it didn't really matter what our music sounded like. We were never going to live the dream like what I wanted to. So I basically quit that band and took 10 years where I lived all over the world, and I studied with entrepreneurs, marketers, people in advertising, just business owners in general. I lived in San Diego, I lived in Boulder, Colorado, Austin, Texas, Kansas City, Missouri, and then I spent 2 years in China working for one of the top Amazon companies with a bunch of best-selling brands out there. And I learned all this amazing business stuff, and when I felt like I learned enough, then I moved back to Salt Lake. And I joined back with my high school band, but I almost instantly got in this huge, huge fight with one of the members. So I basically found myself without a band, and that was pretty much my social circle since I had spent so much time just traveling around the world. I had all this knowledge, but nothing to do with it. And so I just started going to any jazz bar I could find and doing the open mic there. And I went to a bar that's now closed, sadly, called the Avant Groove in downtown Salt Lake, and Dave was there. And after I played, he was really impressed, and he asked me if I wanted to jam. So I started jamming with him, and then it turns out Dave and Pepper had already written a bunch of like dark material. So initially I started jamming with Pepper, and I kind of added like this explosive drums to her like kind of country song. So that really helped her stand out a little, and when Dave saw that whole element, he like wanted to bring this new darker music to the table. So we all started jamming this darker music, and that's what I just love to play anyways. For me, it was like I found exactly where I fit in musically with these three. And then from that point, Sergio, our bassist, he was a bartender, really like in the scene, in the music scene, pretty much everyone knew him. And he was playing in a band, but Dave asked him to play bass for us, and he saw that we were putting on a pretty cool live show, and he decided he would. And when we all got in the room, it really clicked pretty quickly, pretty much right away. We all like each other's personalities, and we all compliment each other musically. We all play exactly what we want to play. No one's compromising anything. So it really is a group of four kind of lifelong musicians finally coming together and doing what they always wanted to do. So as soon as we all found out that we had like this really good chemistry together, we basically just started cranking out music. Dave would just play a lick, I'd add some drums, Sergio would jump in, and Pepper would literally write the lyrics in that moment. And so it probably only took us like a month or two to have Phil Again, which is our first album. So that came together really quickly, and then we went to Boston to record that, because that's where Dave had like all these connections, and so we were able to get a really good deal. And we released that album in April of 2020, and everyone knows what was going on at that point. That's kind of the point we all realized how screwed we were. And we released it on April 2nd, and about 20 days later, we released a video for this cover mashup we did called Zober, which is a mashup of Tool's Sober and Led Zeppelin's Cashmere. And when we released it, it went viral on like a small level. Like, I think we had 10,000 views the first day, and like after 2 weeks, I think we had 100,000 views. We actually started selling some CDs because we realized our fans were older people that still listen to CDs. But then it really took off in June when I was like on my Instagram and I check the little notification, and I just see that we're getting like 20 fans a second. Just like every time I refresh, it's just like new follower, new follower, new follower. And I was just like, what is going on? And so I scrolled down through all these notifications, and I found that Tool had actually, like, they took our video and they like edited it a little so that it showed, like, they took like the most interesting part. You can only put like a minute or something on Instagram. So they like actually edited our video to be good on their Instagram and then shared it.
Car tracks in the sand. So you wanna be a one man band.
So we were blown away that they shared it, and that really opened the door for us in a lot of ways, because then we could tell people Tool shared our video, and that would give people like an idea that they might want to listen to us.
Later on, she's at the fire with a fan, and you're just standing there with your dick in your hand.
And from there, we're able to start advertising that fact, and it really helped us start to sell a lot more CDs and really like tap into this demographic that we were appealing to, these people that really love rock music but they haven't heard like new rock that they like for decades. So that's who we were able to tap into, and the Tool share made that all possible. That story got picked up by Loudwire magazine, Revolver magazine, ABC News Radio, radio.com, just about every online publication that talks about rock and metal. And then from that point, we were able to like kind of use those, that coverage as leverage to get a feature story in American Songwriter and also the Salt Lake Tribune. We released our CD in April, Tool shared us in June, then we got all this coverage, and it's kind of just been growing since then.
Next year on the pier, will you be there?
I'm completely stoked with where our band is at. Like, I love the fans we have. Like, they're so amazing when you think that these are the people that literally like saw Elvis or the Beatles or Led Zeppelin or Black Sabbath. These people like are that kind of music fan who saw the best bands, in my opinion, of all time, and now they like us. And when I was younger, I might have like hoped for like more social benefits or whatever, but now that I just care that like the music we're making is having that kind of effect on people who really know what music, like good music, is. If Tool hadn't shared us, someone else would have, someone else will. It is luck. It's insane luck. It's just we're reaching the point where people are starting to pay attention. You're about to hear our song from our first CD, Phil Again. It's called The Changeling. The Changeling is like a retelling of The Prodigal Son. I mean, you could kind of say this prodigal son idea can also apply to like Stockholm Syndrome, which basically has people that are being abused continually coming back to the source of abuse because they don't know anything else. So The Changeling is about breaking that cycle. And instead of returning, you don't.
Yeah.
You can listen to us on all platforms. We're on all the streaming platforms. We're on YouTube. We have a lot of live footage on YouTube. If you want to see what we're really like live, I recommend you check that out, because that's where we all feel we're best. And as far as what you can expect next from us, more marketing, more ads, but more music, a lot more music. I mean, we have our second album pretty much all written. We're just putting it together, and that's going to be another full length, 10 or 11, 12 songs, maybe more. And that's going to be, it's a step up from Phil again. We're really trying to use the experience we've gained and the new resources we have to make this just a whole nother level of an album in every way. The songs are much harder for me than anything on Phil again. And I'm really excited about just pushing the boundaries with this new album. And that's coming soon. Probably we'd like to release it before summer. And then as far as shows go, check out our Facebook page. We're actually playing a surprising amount of shows right now. So if you're local in Salt Lake and you want to see us live, check out our Facebook page for a schedule on where you can see us next. Questions of promises. Why do we hurt the ones we love? I'd like to thank all of our fans, people who are listening to us, people who have bought our CD. I'd like to thank my bandmates, Pepper, Dave, and Sergio. And I'd like to thank Slug for having me on, giving me the chance to tell a little bit more about what we're doing.
If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes. Subscribe to Slug Mag's YouTube channel for monthly virtualized concerts featuring local Utah bands. Catch the next online concert premiere on January 22nd, featuring performances from XDX, Sling, and Ben Ra. My head is clear. I feel the ground.